This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
This is the, I mean, I don't recall a beginning of December quite like this in recent memory. Do you?
No, it looks
60s,
like, it looks
sunny.
Great. It looks awesome.
I mean, that doesn't look, it feels. you can sit up here and it's 20 outside and it looks good, but when you go outside, it's 20. I mean, it not only looks, it is.
Yeah, my windows were down yesterday and today I'm going to the car wash.
There you go. I like it. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm well. How are you?
I don't know. You got your hair pulled back for the first time. Yeah. The old you.
Right. I have to go to class right after this. So.
I'm sorry. What kind of class?
No, I teach group power.
So. Group power.
It's my favorite.
Getting geared up.
I'm
you want
ready.
Some coffee? Need some caffeine?
I've gotten plenty of that today.
Really? Are you a little jumpy?
Yep. Always.
All right, I got to ask you before we get into anything else. I'm watching this thing last night, and I've watched. They had one about Robin Williams. I think it originated with ABC, but it's on Hulu, and it's called Superstar, and it's kind of looking back on the life. So it's people who have died, and they did a really interesting one on Robin Williams, it's sort of snack bite size, not a full documentary. But it gives you a flavor and enough, right? If you're just looking for something to knock out for 60 minutes. And I watched this one about George Michael last night. Now, this was the most fascinating thing. And this does actually make sense with you here in the studios as a guest. And I'll connect those dots for you. And that's the truth as we go along here. But George Michael, Nick, you are not really of the George Michael era, meaning that the George Michael to you probably meant something different than Angela and I, who are very similar in age. You know, when they arrived on the scene with Wham and Andrew Ridgely and you know, the shorts and the neon and the hats, and then he became something else. So in your memory, what is George Michael?
I remember him as the guy from Faith, the guy from the Elton John song, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me or whatever. And I remember him as the dangly earring, and he was already superstar icon. I knew of Wham, but
you caught
I knew
me off guard with the dangly. I wasn't sure where you were going there because there's also that part of George Michael in the restroom and the whole thing. And what it meant, and here is what I love about watching shows like that, is that I get to see the progress in my lifetime that was maybe too gradual to see it incrementally. But then when you go, oh, my God, this guy in the 1980s and 1990s was terrified of coming out as gay because he thought it would end his career. That's not a thing anymore.
Nope.
Right.
And so sometimes you got to see collectively the other end of things and go, wow, we really have, right, changed.
Yeah, for sure.
Not to mean that we're everywhere we need to be, but it's certainly in our lifetimes, which
absolutely
doesn't seem like I'm 55. I'm not 120. This hasn't been that long that this was a guy. And then the body issues that he had, and he perceived himself versus being a sex symbol to so many people, gives you an insight into, like, you just don't know what's inside a person.
That's interesting. So I'm guessing he didn't think that he was.
He was a fat kid.
Yeah.
And he hated his hair because he had this, like, really curly, thick hair. And he grew up with a name. I mean, I don't even think I can even pronounce it. Georgios Kyriakos Paniatou. That's his name. Okay? Greek heritage, growing up in England. And so he was an outsider as a kid. So, you know, oftentimes, you know, even in grown adulthood and success and selling millions of albums, you're still that heavy kid being kind of a loner and being picked on at school, which was fascinating to me.
That is fascinating.
Versus the way the world viewed him.
Yeah.
Which was anything but that, right? And so he was never comfortable with his looks, and he always, like, they would spend, like, back in the day, like an hour and a half on his hair just to make it look straight the way he wanted. I mean, watching him, none of that would have occurred to me.
Yeah, none at all.
He looked ready-made.
Yeah.
And the look evolved, and then he finally went to just sort of cutting all the hair off. And so you could see, like, throughout his life, the levels of where he got more comfortable with himself and then finally got comfortable. It was just a fascinating look. And the guy's got great songs. I'm telling you, Freedom 90 is one of the best songs ever recorded.
Was he the songwriter, too?
Yes. I mean, he wrote Careless Whisper, and he was 17 years old. And you forget that when Wham arrived, I mean, they were like 18, 19 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, that album, the Faith album, was...
Well, and he had a lot of the F, you know, it was Faith, it was Father Figure, it was Freedom. There were a lot of F titles in his career. But I went back and so I watched the thing and I got the iPod, or not the iPod, what are the headphones called? The AirPods. Got them out, kind of, you know, listened to some of the music I hadn't listened to in a very, very long time. I thought, you know what? He's underrated.
Oh, for sure.
How did he die again?
Well, there was a lot of drug use and a lot of, I mean, I want to think it was heart attack.
That's what I think too.
But there was some strange stuff about a guy, you know, that he was, you know, with sad. In a relationship.
In his 40s, right?
Or oh, no.
He made it longer?
He's older than I am. He was born in 1963 and died in 2016. So,
okay.
Yeah, no. But I remember his, and then he got to the point in his career at the end, the stage fright and the anxiety. I mean, you know, he couldn't, but then he did when London hosted the Olympics, when they brought all the big guns out, you know, including Paul McCartney, and then George Michael did do an iconic thing there. At the opening ceremonies of the Olympics in London a few years back. Yeah. So anyway, if you get a chance to watch it on Hulu, there's some very interesting ones. I mean, the one on Robin Williams was really good. I don't know. They're just human beings. It's the thing we forget about Antonio Brown or George Michael or Tiger Woods or anybody else. They're human beings. With all the quirks and anxieties and mental wellness, you know, issues that everyone else has. But we have come to sort of either put them on a pedestal above that, or that we just constantly harp on beating up. I mean, and you just, you quit thinking of them as human beings. What is that about us?
It's because we only see the broad strokes. We only see the curated, whether by the person or by the media.
And that's part of that, right? There is a creation of a persona by the record label, by the, you know, the managers, by the, I mean, you know, George Michael comes out and tells everybody, I just feel like a heavy set kid being made fun of. He's probably not, you know, the world's sexiest man. So they project this image. But that's what's so great about Freedom. Go back and look at the words. That was the turning point where he rejected all of that, right? And all of the lyrics are about getting a new face for MTV and doing, I mean, it was a recognition that I can be who I want to be and I don't have to be this thing they've created, this image. And then it was brilliant, by the way, because he didn't put himself in the video. He's not in the video. It's every supermodel of the day lip syncing the song in the video, including Cindy Crawford.
Yep, she's.
I feel like I've lost Angela. Do you feel like we can recover from this? Do you see Slaves to Overlook and she's going, what in the hell am I doing here?
She's like, I did all this Yellowstone prep and we're talking George Michael. What are we doing here?
I still am a George Michael fan. So,
I'm just not sure he ever got his full due. You know what I mean?
You know, the good thing for him is that he overcame a lot of those anxieties. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't do that. And so you got to respect him for that. Unfortunately, he died way too young. And man, he was talented.
Yeah.
And yes, he was a sex symbol.
Oh yeah, to millions of people. And Wham, you know, that was like a teenage girl audience.
That was just
thing.
Yeah.
But if you go back, it holds up.
It absolutely does. Just listen to a little bit of it in Pilates yesterday, Careless Whisper, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yep.
Was that released as a Wham song or as a?
It was a Wham song. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was on that Wham album that, you know. Now, I mean, I'm not a Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go fan, and if you can remember that video. Yeah, like Angela's doing the dance right now, the T-shirts.
That's about as good as I get.
Well, no, you're ready to go. Anyway, you might want to give it a shot. It's worth watching. And he had a fascinating life, and he was a fascinating individual, way deeper and more complex than somebody, you know, who was a pop superstar. And we tend to sort of categorize them too, right?
Oh, sure.
Like they're not as deep.
Yeah, I mean, that's just their career, you know, and when they go home, maybe they're reading poetry, maybe they're engaged in politics or the times, and You know, you never know.
He was the biggest pop star in the world in the middle of his heyday. And there was a former manager that said if they would send him 500 pictures from a photo shoot, he would reject all 500 pictures.
Oh, jeez.
I have worked on a project for a pop star.
Think about that, though. I mean, that isn't him being finicky. That's his insecurity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
I worked on a project for a pop star that sent about 60 pictures for a project that were approved. And we went through probably 50 different versions and then had issues with the photos that were sent over approved because of the same exact thing. I look to this. I look to that. Just never comfortable in their own skin.
Yep. And what's really Sam Smith is featured heavy in this about the impact George Michael had on him as a young man growing up and with aspirations. So anyway, check it out. All right. We have our gift of the day today. And I'm assuming I could probably find something to use. It's Lockhart's. You know, I can't get a, get a haircut. Angela could. You could.
Yeah, they do the facial stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Okay. What color hair do you have?
I would say it's a brownish, reddish.
Is that natural?
Yes, this is, and a little bit of gray in there.
No, wait a minute. Hang on a second. So this is really kind of unusual.
What?
That it's natural.
Oh, yeah.
We had this conversation all week with guests. Just because
I haven't colored my hair in a couple of years.
Okay. So you are, I mean, say you're the odd duck in that you still have your natural hair color without a lot of gray.
Not a lot of gray. Knock on wood.
Is that a redhead thing?
I don't know. Every once in a while, it looks more red than it does brown.
But. Well, Angela, if we were hiring somebody to be in a commercial, we said, get the Irish lass. I mean, you would be the person that would get stereotyped, right? I mean, she looks like she was born in Ireland, don't you think?
Yeah, with the auburn hair and
no, I mean, just the features, everything. Yeah.
Light skin. I have a little bit of Irish. I'm mostly Scandinavian.
You could completely pass as full Irish. Not that there's anything wrong with Scandinavian.
No. Yeah.
So we were having this conversation all this week and with Bogle yesterday. We're going to Photoshop her hair.
I got a photo
week.
Yesterday.
Do you have it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love her hair.
Oh, I see.
I
and
just
she's,
love her. I know she probably cannot stand her hair. I love her hair.
I know, but we're wondering, there is this trend of women kind of going to, I don't think it's a natural gray. They're getting
it's like a platinum kind of
touch-up gray.
Well, they're doing the same dye thing, but they're just sort of embracing the gray or the silver kind of look. Mm-hmm. And it's become a kind of thing because for years growing up, when you'd watch like TV, you know, Aunt B's 50 years old, you know, on the Andy Griffith Show, women didn't, you know, they would go gray.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became a thing to not do that. Now it's kind of coming back.
You see young women in their 20s doing that, the grayish.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's strange to me.
Yeah, no,
it's very strange.
It's like Storm from the X-Men, Halle Berry.
Well, hey.
Yeah, I think if you can fly, you can kind of play whatever color. You know,
if you're Halle Berry, you can do whatever you want.
Bring down lightning. You can probably get away with any look you want to get away with. I think we should start doing this. Like, we'll just Photoshop every guest.
It's fun.
I want to see what I look all
gray. Angela could rock. I think you could rock that look.
I'm going with it.
Okay. Talk to me a little bit about what this weather is doing for, you know, this time of year. Normally people, they hit Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
And there's a skid that goes on in your life that you get, you recover from the skid sometime around January 3rd.
Yeah.
Normally.
Yeah.
Because it's cold. You don't want to go outside. You just eat. You sleep, you know, it's the holidays, family, it's comfort food, it's all of those things. And it just sort of goes off the rails sometime around Thursday morning, Thanksgiving. And if you're lucky, you know, you might snap out of it after the new year.
Well, we're doing a challenge.
What kind of challenge?
It's called Ho Ho Hold Your Weight Challenge. So that will be.
Hang on a second. I'm sure a lot of thought went into this. Ho Ho. Hold your weight.
I stole
challenge.
It from a Y in Massachusetts.
That's why, you know, why not?
Why not?
Yes.
So basically,
they would say it very differently there.
Yeah, right. Let's try that.
It would be the ho ho hold your weight wicked pissa contest of all time, something like that. Anyway, so what's the contest?
So the contest starts on Monday, and basically you have to keep your weight within 1% of what you weigh in at. For 8 weeks, or you can lose, and you get a really cool shirt.
I love it. I like it. So what's the cool shirt?
So the shirt says,
you have to sell me. I'm in radio for 25 years. I have more t-shirts than most human beings have ever looked at.
I know.
So you really got to sell me on the shirt.
So it's a registration fee of $30. Okay. I will give you nutrition and fitness tips and challenges for the 8 weeks. If you hold your weight or lose, then you get the shirt. Otherwise, the money will be donated to our annual campaign. And the shirt is green and it says, I see you when you're swimming. And then in parentheses, running, walking, whatever.
Okay.
I know when you lift weights. And it has a cute little Santa hat.
Got it.
So we have a few people signed up.
Where's the money? You said the money's going to.
So if you get the shirt, so if you complete the challenge and hold your weight or lose weight, you'll get the shirt. If you don't, your money will be donated to me.
All right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so it's just another way to kind of let people hold themselves accountable. And,
right.
And the goals are everything. And it's certainly helped with, you know, MyFitnessPal and you know, smart watches and daily sort of reminders. Right. I mean, I'm really annoyed by my watch right now because I know it's right and I'm wrong. But it's just easier to deflect.
I stopped wearing my watch when COVID hit. I was like, forget it.
No, I mean, I just
don't even do it.
The reminder.
Yeah. Get up. Now, walk around.
I
mean,
I get kind of annoyed. Like when I'm on my way to work, it's like 5:30 in the morning and it's like, you can do it. It's like, dude, I just got, give me a chance.
Yeah.
And then I get sort of annoyed, like the exact opposite of what it's supposed to do. When I get the breathe thing, it gives me anxiety. It's supposed to be kind of, and all I know is I should be doing this, but I'm not doing it. And I'm just going,
shut up.
Yeah.
Turn this thing off.
But it is, the accountability thing is massively important.
It is. And I mean, we have to be realistic. Are we going to lose weight during the holidays?
Probably not.
But if we can hold it.
Try not to gain as much.
Exactly.
I like it. All right. We're going to take a break and we'll be back with Angela here from the YMCA. Nick has your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 60 and tonight mostly clear with a low around 35. For Saturday, sunny with a high near 48 and Sunday rain and a high of 56. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 39 degrees and your WSOY time is 8:21.
As I am about how politicians are ruining our great state of Illinois, sky-high taxes, endless corruption, unrelenting crime. My name is Jesse Sullivan, and I'm running to be a different kind of governor, an Abraham Lincoln Republican, to restore moral leadership to our state. Growing up in central Illinois, my parents taught me the core values of faith, family, and service. Faith has led me to serve from Haiti to Afghanistan. I know the best way to live isn't with handouts, but with jobs and economic growth. But here in Illinois, we have J.B. Pritzker, who thinks higher taxes and more mandates are the way out of this mess. Just like the liberals in Washington. Enough. I'm Jesse Sullivan, and I'm a conservative fighter to lower your taxes and end government overreach. Together, let's fight to make Illinois strong. Text Sully to 41612. That's Sully to 41612. Or visit jessesullivan.com. Paid for by Sullivan for Illinois.
Financing college can be overwhelming. Milliken University is committed to helping families manage tuition costs, and that's why they award more than $20 million in scholarships and grants each year. Spend less time worrying about what you have to pay back after graduation and more time focusing on your professional success. Visit milliken.edu/scholarships to see how you can be rewarded. Submit your Milliken University application for admission by December 15th to meet scholarship deadlines.
You know Bob Brady is Decatur's favorite place to buy a car. Brady's also Decatur's best place to sell your car.
Brady's buying.
You have a car you've been meaning to sell? We get it. You don't want to run an ad, take the calls, put up with endless test drives, haggling, and ultimately, you've got a bunch of paperwork to deal with when you sell it yourself.
Let Brady buy it.
It's easy. All you have to do is bring it in. With most vehicles, we can make an offer your first visit. Bring your title or loan papers and get ready to get paid. We do the paperwork.
Even if you don't buy one of ours, we'll buy yours. Ford.
You'll get true NADA book values and top dollar for all types of vehicles. Not running? No problem. We bid non-working vehicles too. Don't let it sit there in your garage or driveway. Get rid of the headache. Ditch the eyesore. Stop draining your bank account with license and insurance payments. Sell it to Bob Brady today.
At both locations.
The Bob Brady Auto Mall, just off I-72 at exit 144 in Decatur, or at Bob Brady B, exit 141 in Forsyth.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, each and every week, day morning, we're doing our gift of the day. You can go to the Now Decatur Facebook page to win the gift of the day. All you have to do is like, comment, feel free to share. It's built by Romano Company, and every day we're spotlighting a local business. Now, Lockhart's Barber College, you know how our relationship to them, right, Nick?
Oh, absolutely.
Which is?
Shiler.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Her husband runs this.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I know now.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, we have a gift basket today. Ruzel travel size and full size pomades, soap with soap shave sticks, which is like a veteran owned company and can only be found at Lockhart. Conditioner, shampoo samples, plus a free haircut. And they're putting in some of the Lockhart decals. So you're going to get a really nice gift basket for our gift of the day.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yes, I could use all of it. Well, I don't have anything to put the pump. I guess I could.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd give the haircut to somebody. But I can't win because I'm not eligible. But you can. All you have to do is go there. Now, they are under the owner and instructor, Brandon Krause. They focus on building confident and competent barbers through traditional techniques. Proficiency in time-honored ways of men's haircutting and styling gives student barbers the perfect foundations to start their career and develop their own unique style. To break the rules of barbering. This is kind of important because people want to be pioneers, but you got to understand the rules before you break the rules.
Right.
Isn't that kind of important?
Absolutely right.
So this school provides that opportunity. Located on the southwest side of Decatur, LBC has established itself as the destination for aspiring barbers in central Illinois, also providing outstanding quality and affordability to their clients. LBC student barbers are fortunate enough to serve a vast clientele, gaining valuable experience with many graduates completing their education with well over 1,500 services. So they're getting that learning. Here's the deal. 1624 South Taylorville Road, Decatur. Their hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 9 to 5. You can go in, and our guy likes to go there, right, and get literally haircut with a complimentary straight razor neck shave for $8.
Oh, my goodness. Their parking lot is always so full that the parking lot across the street is also pretty full.
$8?
You betcha. Clean up, a lineup, beard trim, shampoo. And the kids do this under the supervision of an instructor. So, I mean, it's not like you're just, you know, it's great. I mean, everybody I talk to just
$8.
Loves it.
I'm going.
Think about it. $8, and you're also giving that student the experience, which then they're going to go on and do great stuff. We got the gift basket giveaway. Right now, if you go to our Facebook page, like, comment, feel free to share. They're just good people. They do walk-ins only, by the way. And the hours, once again, are Wednesday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Right there on Route 48 on your way out of town south.
Like if you're heading to St. Louis, the back roadway.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there you have it. Lockhart's Barber College, LBC. Business with them as we like to support local. Our gift of the day built by the Romano Company. And we're doing this all the way. I think our last show is December 23rd.
Nice. I didn't know they had all those products.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to pop in for some product.
To wear under your hat?
Under my hat.
Yeah.
Top of my head, but under the hat.
Hidden under that hat. You got to.
Nick is a hat wearer.
He is. He looks good in hats. Some people do, some people don't, but you look good in hats.
What's your perspective of him not being in a hat? Don't you have to have a compare and contrast thing?
I think the last time I was here, you didn't have a hat, and I was going to mention it, and then I totally forgot. And I think in the first time I'd seen you without a hat in a long time.
Speaking of that, by the way, Nick did confess in a conversation with Debbie that at one point he had Eminem hair.
Really?
Not Eminem today.
Yeah, I'm back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Hmm.
We'll tell you about what the Y is doing with the health department today. They have something unique going on where they're giving away, 1 month memberships for people to get vaccinated?
1 month memberships, and it looks like a couple of annual memberships as well.
Okay, so, you know, whatever works, we got to get these numbers up.
Yes.
Please, if you want to keep going to the Y, and you want the Y to be open, and you want glasses, and you want all these things, just do your part, please. You can get more information at their website. that and a little bit more. We'll let Angela get out of here a little early today. She's got to go teach. Was it group power?
Yes.
Oh, that makes me hurt just thinking about it.
I have a new routine today.
How often does that stuff change up?
So the shelf life for our group power is anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay,
and
so
then we switch it up.
And that's the great thing about these classes. We talk about them, we participate in them, but they constantly evolve and change, which keeps it fresh and keeps it new.
And they use, you know, they use our Ys, all the Ys that are participating in the MOSA classes as testers. So I've tested
We'll be back. No worries. Stay tuned.
This is Shyler with your stories now. Macon Resources Incorporated is restarting their Parents Night Out program for children with developmental disabilities and their siblings. This program gives parents and guardians a few hours of free time while their children benefit from social interaction, educational programming, creative play, crafts, games, and holiday activities. The program is provided for children ages 1 through 13. At least one child in the family must have an individual education plan and live in Macon County. $10 for the first child, then $2 for each additional child. Cater Public Schools' 3 magnet programs are now accepted. Applications online for students interested in enrolling in a magnet program for the 2022-2023 school year. This is the second year the magnet process will be done completely online. Each of the magnet school programs offer unique philosophies to draw students from all over the district. Any student living within the District 61 boundaries can apply to a magnet school. Programs range from structured environments in which children can wear uniforms to a curriculum that encourages independence. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The unemployment rate is lower, but hiring slowed down last month with the fewest new jobs created in nearly a year.
4.2%, the jobless rate for the month of November. Non-farm payrolls, 210,000. That is a big miss. The estimate was for a gain of 550,000, so this is a weaker-than-expected report.
Fox's Cheryl Cassone with Fox Business. There will be no government shutdown at midnight. Congress passed a bill to extend federal funding into February. The Senate vote was 69-28. Some Republicans had threatened to stall it for a few days.
A handful of Republican senators demanded a vote to defund the Biden administration's vaccine mandates. That provision failed, but the Senate is expected to vote next week on a standalone measure intended to overrule those workplace mandates that so far have been blocked by federal courts.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Next, Congress has to vote to extend the nation's debt limit to avoid possible debt defaults. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the holiday season. Time for all the music, lights, trees, treats, and all the rest of the festive fun. At JustAromaWay.com, we have so many merrymaking opportunities for you. With our holiday event guide, you'll find everything you need to plan the best holiday season ever. We've got everything holiday with parades, lights, holiday walks, festivals, music, theater and the arts, and of course, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
Get your jolly on at JustAromaWay.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 60, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 34. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 48, and Sunday, rainy and a high of 6. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 41 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Procol Harum. It's the name of the band, right?
Procol Harum, that is correct.
Whiter Shade of Pale. Also from the Big Chill soundtrack.
That's all we've been doing today is Big Chill soundtrack.
Has it really been the whole thing and you're still not running out?
Nope, we've got 20-some songs.
There is a great scene, Kevin Kline and Jeff Goldblum in that movie where music from this century, you know, and he says, not in my house. And he says, well, there's been some great stuff. And he's like, name it.
Sounds like this show.
I'm not that bad. I think I have eclectic musical taste.
Yeah. All the different varieties from years before and none of today.
All right. But
it's all right, though. You don't have to like modern stuff.
I do. See, that is a complete misnomer. I do like modern stuff. I just think that the vast majority of stuff that's been produced recently isn't great. That doesn't mean there aren't great artists.
Fair enough.
That is fair.
You didn't mean that. I mean, he literally said that just to change the conversation.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Fair enough. Whatever. Move on.
And that's the truth.
Okay. All right. If folks are thinking about giving the gift of health and fitness and nutrition, what kind of specials, how do they buy? Can you know, they buy a gift card for somebody for membership?
Always
how do they take advantage of the
water? Always have gift cards available at any time. Just come in or call, and we can set that up for you. Obviously, you can also go to the health department today and get a free gift by getting vaccinated. So
absolutely, which sounds like a whole lot of why not? Incentivize it.
Exactly. So you're protecting yourself from COVID, and you're also getting a free month at the Y. So
no doubt about it.
Win-win.
Right. What is the web address if people would like to visit you guys? And I'm sure they can buy online and do all that.
Yes, DecaturYMCA.org.
Okay. And then if folks want to come out and take a tour.
Anytime.
I highly recommend this because it takes some of the anxiety of that first step out of the equation. Somebody will walk you through, explain the stuff, how it works. Because it can be a little overwhelming, and you forget that if you're just a regular or you've been there. It doesn't feel that way at all once you're there a couple of weeks. But I think people first initial sort of anxiety about it's a big facility. Look at this huge parking lot. I got to go in. There's all these people.
Right.
That personal guided tour and kind of here's the wellness center and here's where we have special classes and you know here are the pools and here are the locker rooms because it can be a little discombobulating.
It can be a little bit intimidating. So you know we'll ask you some questions and see what your thoughts and feelings are about certain things and we will focus on what your goals are and kind of tour you a little bit more in depth in those areas.
Absolutely. All right, go get your group power
get my power on.
And we will see you next week.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.